Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, and Psalm 24. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading appointed for this day, Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
If you're like me, you sometimes think of those people behind us, all those cars and all those trucks and people traveling just as fast as they can. I wonder how many people will pass by our International Center in the span of this short sermon. So it was last week. I was traveling west on I-70. I just crossed a river from Illinois into Missouri. And now I settled, and I think you might do this too when you're driving, I settled into what I call a thinking mode. And I'll tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking, what part of Malachi speaks to me that I can proclaim today? Now, sermons I typically don't write in the car. In this case, the highway was clear, the speed was good, and cars were dispersed in safe distances between. My thoughts were regarding the sermon, today's sermon, Malachi 4, with six verses. While ruminating on Malachi, I could not help but notice all the billboards along the interstate. I never gave a second thought to billboards. If I do, I think of them as what I call commercials of disinterest. For the most part, billboards are a mishmash of attempts to catch the eye. I don't know if you have given much thought to billboards. Like I said, I really have not. There are advertisements, which I've now discovered are mildly insulting. They invite you to various bars, body bookstores, promising to feed desires of the darker side of humanity. Other billboards display passionate attempts for you to surrender to consumerism. Spend, spend, spend. Jewelries, cars, coats, and boats. Of course, there are the hosts of hotels. At the same time, there are advertisements for services legal, medical, or dental. I think for the most part, billboards are ignored. And then I saw it, recalling that the words of Malachi mean my messenger. That's what the word Malachi means. And I saw it, a billboard along the interstate. In large and bold letters, it read, Malachi 4, verse 1. There was no text, and I just have to believe that thousands of people saw this every day on I-70 going from Illinois into Missouri. Well, this is Malachi 4, 1. This is what it reads on that billboard if you were to have it printed out. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. Powerful text if you're going west on I-70. So this is the season of Advent. This week, much is unfolding in the life of the church. Old Testament promises are coming alive as we journey to Christmas. Promises of the Old Testament are revealed in our reading. pointing to the first coming of Christ, the time, the date, the location, and even the patronage starts to unfold from the Old Testament as we move to the New Testament. This is the last book of the Old Testament. In many ways, I think Malachi is a billboard. It's intrusive. It confronts you. But unlike a billboard, it's not devious and it's not a minor irritant. It is an announcement. It is a special message to a very specific group of people. It is for you. It is for me. It is for the child of God. It's for believers, the Christian church. Surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. So here's the tension with Malachi. The words of our God, the utterance of the Almighty, are not intended, they're not geared for a wide audience. These words are not for the non-Christian, those outside the body of Christ. I suppose from a worldly, moralistic perspective, if you saw this billboard, you might think it never hurts to throw a bit of cold water on the overindulgences of our American culture during the holiday season. And maybe to a world sickened by sin, the words of our God in Malachi may be just what I would call pietistic drivel. A world expects to hear a turn before you burn speech from the Christian church and their shallowness and misunderstanding of the body of Christ. Think of how a world mistakenly perceives the church, the treasure chest of the secrets of God. Society does something malevolent. It is a role of the church to clutch its pearls, act like a pietistic schoolmarm, and get gnarly and irritating. But this is not the intent, or the content, nor the purpose of Malachi. Truth be told, God isn't even talking to the world. Again, he's talking to his children, the church. The beauty and wonderment of God and his church, where we confess the direct involvement of the Holy Spirit in every aspect of purpose, of function, of doing, of life and breath. So here's what's going on in Malachi. The Lord speaks of six disputes that he has with his people. Dispute number one, I still love you, and I choose to carry out my promises for you. That's a dispute. Dispute number two, you bring subpar sacrifices, and your priests participate in this disrespectful promise of me. Dispute number three, you turned against me, and men of Israel, you turn against your wives. Dispute four, you want justice? I will send my messenger to prepare the way before me. Dispute number five, you don't tithe. Your failure was causing the temple to fall apart. Dispute six, yes, says the Lord, I hear you are discouraged. Don't give up hope. The day of the Lord will be for great rejoicing. Also, hold high my word of promise, Holy Scripture. This message is for those of us who are called out of darkness and tied to the redemption of his marvelous light by the shedding of his blood on the cross. This message is for those who are his faithful people, those who belong to his body, the church, sinners in need of redemption. Now these words, surely the day is coming, it will burn like a furnace. These are powerful words. And they can point to our failure as his children, unable and unwilling to live up to his commandments. Nonetheless, the Malachi billboard is vitally relevant. Yes, God still loves us. Yes, he watches closely over his pastors. Yes, he sees the giving heart of the Christian. Yes, he has a mandate for his men of faith to remain faithful in marriage. Yes, the Lord wants his place of worship to be a place of honor and respect to his word and the promises that the church contains. This is what's behind Malachi 4:1. There's a powerful element to the prophet. Christ himself and his coming as a baby born in a manger. We have all the telltale signs of John the Baptist preparing the way for the Messiah. And then the Savior comes, fulfilling the promises of the Old Testament by his suffering his death, and his resurrection from the dead. Again, God is talking to us, his beloved children. Now here's what follows verse 1. In wonderful, deep, consoling beauty, for you who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord God Almighty. And we've seen this fulfillment. We've seen the coming of John the Baptist, the herald of Christ. We listen as Jesus reads the Isaiah scroll in the synagogue, and we witness a fulfillment of a promise. This Malachi billboard doesn't stop with the promises of the coming of the Christ child. These promises also echo his second coming as well. And oh, when that day comes, it will be great and glorious for the child of God redeemed in Christ, the Christian church on earth. There is judgment, there is life eternal in heaven with Jesus forever. You see, the prophet is a billboard for all humanity to see. It may appear to the unbeliever as threatening, pious ramblings, maybe good advice, but of no value. But by the Holy Spirit, it is for us to be a witness of Malachi, to explain, to teach to a world in darkness the beauty and the mystery of these words of our God. For us, saved by the blood of Christ, this Malachi billboard is not to be intended to be just a sign along a fast-moving highway, but it's to be in our heart. Those that are traveling at great speed through the highways of life, unable to see the signs of hope and promise, heading at great speed to hopelessness, hell, and the grave, they need to know the realization and fulfillment of Malachi. They need to be a part of this promised Christ of the Old Testament. Christ has come for the redemption of the world. He has conquered death, hell, and the grave. So slow down, world. As you speed life moving from destination to destination, the Lord Jesus has a special place for you. It is with him. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Malachi billboard. Christ has come. Jesus will soon return, and we will live with him forever. No suffering, no death, no sadness, just joy, great joy. And we ask this in his holy and precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Sean Found, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.